What up, what up, what up, guys? Hey, if you are looking to enhance your small business and get your name out there, Octown Universe is offering the capability for you to be promoted on the podcast. We'd love to partner with you. We offer monthly memberships. We offer three-month memberships. And we offer yearly memberships or just for a few podcasts. So if you are interested, please email lockdownuniverse@gmail.com. We'll get back to you and we'll be happy to give you some quotes. Thanks so much and enjoy the show.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey guys, welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and lore. I am glad to be back. I apologize, I've been gone so long. I had some health issues I was dealing with, and I am super excited to be back and bringing you guys interesting sci-fi, alien, abduction lore, and any kind of stories I can find with whatever Google will give me. But I hope you guys are having an excellent January. I know it's very cold out. I know people are going through difficult times, but hopefully you guys are staying focused on taking care of your mental health and your physical health, because as I've realized over the past week and a half, as I've been out and not been able to record, if you don't have your health, you really don't have much. And that goes for your physical health, your mental health, your spiritual health, your creative health, and your social health. You know, and there's so many different pieces to the health puzzle, but I just want to make sure that you guys are okay. I know sometimes we ignore our own health, and that can lead to disastrous consequences. So make sure you're taking care of your health. And I know when I talk about this kind of stuff, people think, oh, well, you know, this doesn't have to do with alien, stories or, you know, your UFO podcast at all. But it does, because in this story, we're going to find out that even alien research and UFO research can lead to some disastrous health consequences. So let's get into this story and find out a little bit more about it. So I found this article on the howsandwhys.com, and it states that three aliens almost kill an ex-US soldier and ufologist in the 1950s, and they threaten him to stop his research, and he becomes ill during his research, and as these supposed MIB agents start to come to his house as he's doing his research, he becomes more and more ill throughout doing his research. So let's get into it. So this story takes place in 1952, and ufologist Albert Bender stated that he's creating a new research organization called the IFSB, or International Flying Saucer Bureau. He states that he's the author of the ufology journal Space Review that was released in 1953. So this is really interesting, because this is one of the first UFO magazines really out there, right? Bill Burns, who was the host of UFO Hunters on the, I believe it was the Sci-Fi Network, was it Sci-Fi? No, I think it was another network. But anyway, Bill Burns, who hosted UFO Hunters, one of my favorite, you know, all-time UFO search shows, was the author of UFO Magazine. UFO Magazine was massively popular, and I believe he's still creating it to this very day, and you could find it even in Barnes & Noble up until a few years ago. I don't think they're carrying it anymore, but great magazine. I submitted information to them. They, you know, his wife was great. She talked to me quite a bit. And you know, it's just cool to see these UFO magazines even dating back to the 50s. But, Albert K. Bender, was one of the first, authors of a space magazine called Space Review, and it was released in 1953. He also got assistance from a West Virginia resident named Gray Barker, who spoke of the Flatwood Monster case, and I'm sure you're familiar with the Flatwood Monster case because I've done a podcast on it. Really, really interesting, very, very unique case about, I think, like a 10 or 12 foot tall, Rosie the Robot looking alien creature or humanoid-like robot creature in West Virginia. So Barker was willing to lend his assistance and talk about this case and work with Bender on developing this Space Review magazine. So moving forward, in 1953, January 1953, Bender, who was the author, asked this other ufologist from West Virginia, Barker, to head the research at his IFSB. Later in September, Bender announced that he was forced to cease his activities. Bender stated that three men in black identified themselves as government officials and had come to his home to see him. They actually threatened Bender and demanded that he forget about the existence of flying saucers. Now, this is a guy who had published a magazine. He had been doing research. He was writing a book and, you know, getting the word out. And this is in the 50s, right? I mean, you got to think about the time frame. You know, very business-like time period, but yet a very reduced period in being able to get information out, right? The only information you can get out was on print or maybe through phone. There's no internet, right? So, I mean, the dissemination of information was difficult to get out there. So,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If these MIB wanted to come to your house and stop you, and you're one of the most prolific writers, it was a pretty efficient way to stop the information flow. So these guys show up to his house, looking like the standard MIB, really pale, the black-brimmed hat, black suit, black tie, and they threaten Bender and demand to forget about the existence of flying saucers. And by this time, the new research organization had a large network of staff in the United States, not only in the United States, but also in other countries. Now, Barker was extremely surprised in early October when he came to Bender with several other IFSB members to sort this situation out. Bender knew what flying saucers really were, and he remained silent. So you got Bender, who initiated this whole network, right? This whole group of people who were communicating with each other, talking about local UFO stories, bringing them all together into one centralized location to be able to publish and to be able to disseminate to the mass populace. Yet he was silenced. He was the main guy. Bender was silenced by these three MIBs. He was so terrified, right? And then you had Barker, who he had, you know, deputized and given, you know, the authority to run this IFSB and communicate with all these other members. And Barker's stymied. He's like, "Well, Bender, you're the guy. You're the initiator. Now you're silent on UFOs and you know, alien existence. What's going on?" Right? He's kind of confused. Has no idea what's going on. So he continues his research. Now, some UFO researchers concluded that Bender was indeed under pressure from these government agents, while others actually doubted it. Coral Lorenzen, the founder of UFO Research APRO, wrote in a bulletin that most likely the IFSB was funded by Palmer's Magazine, who used to write science fiction stories. So, according to this Coral Lorenzen, he feels like they were funded by a sci-fi magazine. But this is just one guy, right? It's kind of like, you know, some of these these other debunkers out there, these skeptics like Randy, that has that $1 million bounty on anybody that can prove that anything psychic exists. And you have a lot of these skeptics who don't believe in sci-fi, well, sci-fi psychics, in paranormal anything, and they're willing to put up money to prove or disprove that it, it exists at all. Meanwhile, Bender continued finishing up his book, and it's titled Flying Saucers and the Three Men. So he did finish a book 10 years later, okay, 10 years after this whole event took place, Flying Saucers and Three Men, in which the whole story was presented from an entirely different perspective. He wrote it in 1953 and stated that three men in black visited him, but they were not government agents, but actually aliens. They provided Bender with a piece of strange metal shaped like a coin with which he could communicate with him. So this coin allowed him to communicate with these individuals, which is interesting. And moving forward, in some time, three mysterious creatures reappeared in his house and carried Bender to a vast room, possibly within a flying saucer. And one of these creatures telepathically informed him that they were representatives of their race and visiting Earth for the sole purpose of extracting useful chemicals from the Earth's oceans. Now, we've heard about these kind of stories from other people, who have seen UFOs hovering over bodies of water and almost inhaling water from these ponds or these lake beds and taking the water up into its ship for what purposes we don't know, and utilizing them. So it becomes really interesting, because then the question is, well, why are they using this water? What is it for? What is its purpose? Do they need it for their aircraft? Do they need it for research? What is the purpose of them utilizing this water? So, according to Bender, aliens have been settled on our planet for a long time, and stated that at first the creatures seemed to be humanoid, but Bender stated that it appeared before him in its natural state, which was extremely vile in form. This creature warned Bender that all humanity must stop utilizing radioactive substances. So what we're talking about, like nuclear substances, right? That these experiments would have a negative impact for future generations. So it just makes you wonder, why are these guys so concerned about future generations? Because it doesn't seem like they're so concerned about humans as they are more concerned about their own, civilizations and their own experiments, to be able to continue their experiments on Earth, and not so much concerned about humans, but just being able to utilize Earth for their own purposes and for us to stop destroying Earth. Now, it seems like, according to research, that they would have to be, some control over, what we do, that they've, some people believe that they've infiltrated the government enough to be able to have power over, our military and being able to control experiments that we do. But apparently, it seems like that's not the case. It seems like some of these alien abduction events are merely warning these abductees to stop doing these experiments. But most of these abductees aren't involved with the government at all, or the government's experimentation groups at all. They're not government employees. They're not scientists.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Or not anything, a lot of these guys are UFO researchers, and it's like, you know, it just makes you wonder why they're even telling us that, because these guys that they're abducting have no power in those situations. So anyway, after this event, Bender soon woke up at home, lying on his bed feeling sick, and he tried to tell someone from his group, the IFSB, about this contact with aliens, and he faced misunderstanding and mistrust from his own group, the IFSB. So what else could he do? Bender decided to reveal to his colleagues only part of the truth. He stated that some people warned him against further research into the UFO problem, and that they even revealed the secrets of flying saucers to him. But Bender took threats seriously, so he couldn't give up his research on UFOs, and he felt like he just wanted to continue his research. He felt like, this is my life's purpose, this is why I'm here, this is what I enjoy, and this is what I'm going to continue to do. However, as he continued his research, more and more MIB visits continued in his life. So as he continued his research, the MIB continued to show up at his door. And each time they visited, Bender's health continued to decline. He felt that they were drawing out vital energy out of him every time that they would visit. He noticed every visit, their eyes got brighter and brighter and more menacing. It seemed as though they were drawing his energy, his body's energy away from him. On the second visit, he got a stomach ache, and also got an ulcer and started to get migraines and started to lose weight, started to have problems with his eyesight and his psyche. And it seemed as though the MIB were actually following him on the streets. His stomach problems continued and worsened over time. And so he got so bad, his health got so bad and declined so much that he actually pulled back away from his UFO research. He closed his Space Review magazine, he closed the International Bureau, and decided to move away totally from UFO research. Now, I mean, this is really, you know, shocking and an important part of the story. This is like one of the few guys that actually, you know, stopped his research. There's a lot of people who do UFO research. Most of them don't pull away. However, if you're really into UFO research and you follow different people and you watch different YouTube videos and things like that, you know about the Secure Team 10, right? You know about Tyler and Secure Team 10. He made tons of great videos, tons of great content for years, and I followed him. I loved his stuff. You know, he was just had so much energy, and he was so fascinated by this stuff, and great material. And eventually, he felt as though he saw the MIB outside of his home, and cars, stalking his home, and he actually took video of it, put it on his website as well, and it just goes to show you that, you know, it doesn't have to be just one person. It's multiple people that are out there that are interested in the UFO phenomenon, and they're interested in... Sorry, guys. Everybody's got kids, right? But, it just goes to show you that there's all these researchers out there that are really, really fascinated by the UFO phenomenon, yet they're getting stalked. They're getting... or at least feeling like they're getting stalked, or actually have MIB show up to their door. And, with Tyler, he had a lot of things happen with him. Had, had these charges put against him, against him in a fight with his wife, I guess, and, which could have happened, that's possible. Or he states that it was total BS. And then he had... people take down his channel on his YouTube channel. They basically had people stalking him on his YouTube channel and got him strikes against his YouTube channel, and it had to be removed. So it's like, this guy had been doing this for years. This was like his sole income, and it had it taken away from him. And the same thing with Bender. He's working on his own income with that. Not that that was his sole purpose, but I think most UFO ufologists get into this arena because they're just fascinated by the possibility of aliens, the possibility that we're not the only ones, you know, rolling around on a rock in space, that, you know, there's potential for better technology, potential for interaction with creatures from another planet, that we might have, you know, space brothers out there, that we might have, you know, a connection out there. Or, you know, that maybe there are some aliens out there that don't have our best interests at heart and that, you know, we want to be aware of that. So, you know, it's just fascinating to me that in ufology and studying ufology that, you know, back in the 50s, there was this attempt to stop individuals from researching UFOs. And it seems to continue to this very day. And it continues in different forms from Google's basic block of a lot of information, trying to find new stories through Google is nearly impossible. It seems as though we need to go back to the old methods that Bender created where they would contact each other, you know, via phone and via letter, you know, to communicate these stories out, local stories, you know, from around the world to other portions of the world to be able to continue discussing these stories. Because it seems as though there is a block, that there is a lack of transmittability of these stories through the internet. Yes, we can record them on podcast, but as though if you are looking for new information and trying to disseminate new information, it seems as though there's a high degree of difficulty in locating that information. So, that being said, I'll wrap it up there. You know, what do you think? Do you think that you're having difficulty finding new information? Does it seem like most podcasts are kind of regurgitating the same info? Does it seem like you're getting new information? Are you doing your own research and going on Google and trying to find new UFO information, new alien abduction, alien encounter information, alien artifact information? You know, what are you finding? Are you finding enough? Does it seem like it's more difficult now than it was maybe 5 years ago, 10 years ago? For me, I remember doing research in 2007, you know, and it seemed like it was the wide open West, you know, the internet at least. I was able to find new stories every day. I could have done a podcast every, you know, three, four times a day on just more and more new information out there. And now it just seems as though it's more and more difficult. So, but that being said, I'm going to try to do more and more podcasts and catch up for my time off. So look out for those. In the meantime, guys, take care of your physical, spiritual, emotional, social health. Stay in contact with your friends and family. You know, keep engaging during this time. It's super important. Build up your support network. Continue to talk to people. It's the only way, you know, I think we're going to make it through this situation with a clear head. Hopefully you guys are continuing to do your hobbies and your goals and your dreams and trying to move forward. If you're not working right now, utilize this time for the, you know, following through on your hobbies. You know, maybe, you know, it's a great time to explore other options in your life and reduce stress and be with your loved ones. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Until next time, guys, take care, and Lockdown Universe is out.